You're listening to RN Breakfast. Time now for sport. Warwick Hadfield is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish.
Let's start with the tennis. There are two, Ashley Barty and good old Sam Stosur, progressing at the Strasbourg International.
Yeah, good old Sam Stosur, through to the quarterfinals on clay, Hamish, at the expense, though, of Daria Gavrilova and the number two seed, no less. The score, 6-3, 6-4, while Pauline Parmentier discovered patience wasn't enough against Barty, the number one seed, winning that match 6-1, 6-4. And in Paris, Bernard Tomic has progressed further through the qualifying rounds for the French Open. He beat the British teenager Jay Clark, while in the women's qualifiers, Lisette Cabrera was successful. Unlike Destiny Iava and Anastasia Rodnova, they can join Tanasi Kokkinakis, I guess, for a bit of sightseeing in Paris, which is no bad thing unless you're trying to make your living playing tennis, Hamish.
You sound like you need a sip of water there, Warwick. You might want to do that while I ask you this next question. Wayne Bennett, not going anywhere just yet. I've got to say, those press conferences from Brisbane yesterday were pretty bizarre in terms of the interaction and who knew what and when about the procurement potentially of Craig Bellamy as the club's coach.
A bit of a circus, as it turned out yesterday, Hamish. The Brisbane CEO, Paul White, confirmed that the club had, with the blessing of Bennett, spoken to Bellamy about him joining the Broncos, while at the same time confirming Bennett as their coach in 2019. And then Wayne Bennett had a media conference where he didn't prickle once, hold the back page. He seemed to be enjoying it, actually. He reconfirmed he wasn't going anywhere until the end of 2019. But he said he would go somewhere else if Brisbane didn't want him after that, which everyone believes is the case, that Brisbane are ready to move him on. He said he'd already had approaches from two other clubs, although there is a story in the Daily Telegraph in Sydney today saying all the New South Wales clubs have been approached and they don't want Wayne Bennett. As for Bellamy, he said there's no offer yet from Brisbane, but he does have his offer from Melbourne to stay on for another 3 or 4 years, whatever it might be. He'll consider that when he finds the time, because he's more focused on this match tomorrow that the Storm are playing. I don't think anyone was lying to us, Hamish. I just don't think we were getting the whole truth and nothing but the truth, as they say. Bennett even claimed coaching his 800th game tonight, what a record, against Parramatta, didn't mean that much. He was more focused on the team. It's just one day at a time, Hamish.
It was truly bizarre. In the expanding AFL women's comp, it is trade time.
Yeah, look, Hamish, some are going and some are staying as the new clubs Geelong and North Melbourne look for the players to fill their rosters. Now, Carlton has retained a couple of its best, captain Brianna Davey and top goal kicker Darcy Vesio, but Collingwood has lost four players to North: Jess Duffin, Jasmine Garner, Mona Hope, that's an interesting one, and Emma King. The Pies, though, they're effectively not to be worried about this, saying they're going to keep their powder dry until the draft period later this year. It's a case of really with these expanding clubs, if there is in fact enough talent to go around. And in the men's competition, Carlton is set to retain coach Brendan Cobolton. That's not going to please everyone, I don't think, at Carlton for a few more years yet. That's despite the club's poor performances this year and probably last year as well, Hamish.
Warwick, we will leave you to your cup of tea and maybe even a bit of gargle. We'll see you again at 7:30.
Good on you, Hamish. Thank you.